Today on The Take, we switch it up. I always talk about jumping in on the weekend. Come on, go around the globe with your boy as we talk about whatever, but definitely not politics. We're going to do it in under 60 minutes, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the incredible. Classes in session. The sandstorm taking human form. Discussing sports and pop culture. We answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing. Just an ordinary show based in London, but we different. Talking about what they want, you should pay attention. Politics and social issues. We running facts that the media lies about on the daily. Things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight. Don't cry when you hear the truth. And if you do, here's a tissue. Bringing you dope news globally. Listen, these topics of discussion very unique. You're out missing. Just tune in the same time every day, except on the weekend. It gets raw, jumping in the deep end.
Listen, when you go in the deep end, make sure you strap it up. What it is, what is up, what is what? It is the top of the 8 o'clock hour in the sexiest city in the entire world, and that is London, England. Which means it's 4 p.m. in the city, so nice they named it twice. And oh my goodness, 1 p.m. simultaneously in the cities of Angels and Sin. I want to welcome you to TK Steak. I am your host, TK the Great. You could be listening to anybody else in the world right now, but you've chosen to ride with the sandstorm taking human form, and for that, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm humble. I know I don't sound like it, but I promise you, I am. I always will be. Alright, so, the surprise isn't just that I'm here. I'm supposed to have a guest. I'm not sure what happened to Miss Tyler, but I guess we'll find out at a later date. On the good side of things, we have confirmed Liv Warfield. The 20th, it will run live at 7 p.m. Eastern in the United States. That means 11 p.m. in the United Kingdom. 11 p.m. in the United Kingdom, 7 in the United States, Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, and 4 Pacific. I got it. Alright, so that's a done deal. And in honor of that, I know for whatever reason you guys can't, unless you bought the album already, you can't stream Liv Warfield music. But don't worry about it. I mean, your boy got you. Please know that. I hope everybody is recovering nicely from their hangovers. As a matter of fact, I want to send a shout out to Moonlight out in California. I hope your birthday was everything you wanted to be, babe. And I didn't mean that in a condescending way, type way, or that's my chick, obviously. We're just friends. So I hope you had a great birthday. And let's skateboard away from that topic real quick. I had an interesting weekend, as it now draws to a close. I was so wasted last night, it was not even funny. I started strobe lighting. I went out drinking with my friends, and then the next thing I know, a short run turned into shooting pool and drinking liters of beer. It's all good. 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 Oh, I love this song. I know that we normally talk about politics. We used to talk about sports a lot before politics really became my thing. But I also realized that there was a multitude of things that we talked about. Because the show used to be only on once a week. And I had an hour to try to pack in all this stuff. And I will admit that the show had a tighter schedule. Because there was no, oh, if I miss it tomorrow. You know, or if I miss it, I can get you tomorrow. You know, I had to talk about what was going on right then that week. My God, take it ass to the street. Shout out to Joe Batista down in Puerto Rico. Fuck that Dutch. Fuck that Dutch. He used to say that. He didn't know. He's an older guy. He didn't know that they were saying pass that Dutch. He thought they were saying fuck that Dutch. Before you start putting potholes in my lawn. So, I figured, let's start to try to get back to where politics didn't dominate everything. Right? Let's talk about, oh, I don't know. Let's talk about music. I'm telling you, this is strictly like off the top of my head. I had nothing planned. I was supposed to be interviewing a guest. And I'm here because I promised you I would be. So, music. I was in the barbershop the other day. And they were talking about hip-hop. And we were kind of listening to 90s and like early 2000 hip-hop. And one of the other barbers asked my barber and myself, shout out to Sully the Barber, do you guys like Drake? And we both said almost in stereo, not really. Like, I've played Drake on the show. I like I'm Too Good For You and One Dance. But a lot of music that's being made today, especially in hip-hop, I don't like it. And I don't even know like what the purpose of it is. Trap music. All right, look. I also had Nigel open up with Down For My Niggas. Something I gotta be honest with you. The beat reminded me of the strip club and a stripper that I used to date. Hi, Inez. That was a real name. But y'all, you could literally go through my past and only my brother and Inez know who Inez is. And that's a real name.
Baby. Yeah. Woo!
See, this is what I'm talking about. And you know what? I like a lot of MCs, right? But Luda can ride a beat. Luda can ride a beat. I don't like Lil Wayne. He's a little too vulgar for me. I think J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar are the saviors of hip-hop. Jay-Z will be 48 or 49 years old this year. He's still the greatest rapper alive. But, like, I know, and listen, the On The Run 2 tour kicks off on June 6th in London, England. What? I have already been scheming as to how I'm going to get to that show. I'm coming for that number one spot. I thought that was scheme, blah, blah. So, here we go. Blah, blah. Listen, there's some of the greatest entertainers in the world, some of the greatest people in the world, come to fruition in September. As Kobe Bryant says, greatness is born in September. The harvest, baby. Don't get it twisted. Maryland, Baltimore's win over the overall number one seed allowed ESPN to put out, there are no perfect brackets left. You know what? It used to be easy for me to. I've never done a show where we didn't have a topic already planned out. So this is a new experience for me, just to sit here and just start talking about whatever comes up in my head. And I'm trying to practice not having dead air. And Nigel told me that one of the problems about that is when we don't have music and I let the dead air go. Now, sometimes it is done for dramatic reasons, obviously. But there are times when I either lose my train of thought or Nigel says something in my ear and I lose my train of thought. Now, we're going to tighten that up. And I'm going to get better at this the more I do it. You know, Scott, I don't really talk about artists first that much. Probably because I feel like in my effort to try to branch myself out, I bought the wrong type of people around me, and it soured the business relationship. And then I felt like there was backstabbing, and not from artists first, but from the people that I had brought in to kind of help boost the profile of the show. I used to work for Rock This Magazine. You know, people can just pop up and start making a magazine. And it never occurred to me why this... I was about to call her a chick. I got it. But the one thing that I've learned is trust yourself. Marsha Ambrosius had a tweet, and I can't quote it like directly, but it says, look, take credit for what you did. Even the person that assists you on the shot, your triple double outshines their assist. Don't be afraid to stand up and take credit for the shit that you've done. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, I did that. I made that happen. Me. By myself. Come on now. So, we've got, I think, 20, 25 minutes with Liv. We're going to make that. Nigel. Lately I have been pissy about the music. And he's giving me shit about it, but I can't. Thank you. Really? I told y'all there were a few Tupac songs I liked. This is one of them. And I almost feel like though it's kind of messed up because I'm gonna eat it. Wow. You know, it just occurs to me that if I'm not talking about politics or trying to figure out the best way to try to help us move along in the right direction, I'm not sure what I'm doing. It's odd. It should be summer feeling. Spring should be sprung, was what I meant to say. And it snowed in the UK. And so I will say this one political thing. The President of the United States is probably saying, see, so much for global warming, it's still cold. Stupidest elected official on the planet. And allegedly, one of the most corrupt. So without talking about politics, really, who else is excited that Stormy Daniels is giving an interview with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes next Sunday? As a matter of fact, and a little bit over 3 hours from now, next week, we'll all be sitting in front of the telly, gawking at the adult film star. They keep calling her a porn star. And people are saying, who are you going to believe, a porn star or a president of the United States? Now, again, this is, I promise you, this is not getting rid of ear in the politics. But if it were a male porn star and a female, I don't know, businessman, are we going to say, it's almost as like because of what she did for a living. She's not to be believed? That's ludicrous. That's ludicrous. I want to hear her story. I want to hear all the salacious details. And I'll admit to being a Devo and a gossip king or whatever else you want me to admit to. But this interests me only because why are they trying so hard to shut this woman up? If she is as irrelevant as they keep claiming that she is, let her talk. Man. Tomorrow. 2 hours of Zumba class. As a matter of fact, I don't even think we're going to work out any other muscle groups. Because we're going to be in Zumba class. I am learning to operate on the knee, not the replaced knee, but the knee that they just told me I had a bunch of arthritis in, and it doesn't look really good. So it's back to cortisone injections. Thank you to the University of Michigan for that, by the way, the bad knees, that is. I still wouldn't have it any other way. As much as I bitch, moan, and complain, I promise you, I wouldn't have it any other way. In truth, Nigel wanted to do this show at 8 a.m. And to his surprise, I was still trashed from the night before. And we tried. But I kept slurring my speech, and so we scrapped it. Now, you may say to yourself, well, wait a minute, TK, I thought you was all about transparency. There's a difference between transparency and embarrassing yourself. Like, for instance, when Sam Nunberg, again, I promise it's not going to get into politics, was on CNN and MSNBC and calling into NBC and talking to, like, Gloria Borgia and those types of people on CNN, people said he sounded drunk. I don't recall him sounding drunk to me. He did seem very excitable. But not drunk. But he did embarrass himself. And you can see that after he testified in front of the grand jury, he came back, new tie, suit, nicely coiffed hair, and he comported himself well. And so, as I listened to the playback, I said, nah, let's not do that. Let's not do that. So, it is what it is. It is what it is. So, football, the draft is coming. And when I mean, I should have said American football. Football is a different thing here in the United Kingdom and around the world. Football is it. And as much as I promise we're not going to veer into politics, I also know that I have to keep a promise that I made to my listeners. If this is the first time you're listening to TK's Take, welcome in. It's normally a little tighter than this. We don't usually just sit and espouse and pontificate about what may appear to the average listener as this might sound like nonsense. But again, we had a show plan. I was trying to, you know, when Jay-Z dropped 444 last summer, and I got it, I think, 2 days after it dropped, and I listened to it, and for a long time, it was the only thing I listened to. Every time I went on a walk, Kill Jay-Z, started from right there. And just went through the entire album. There's only like two or three songs I don't like. And I have the deluxe version. So I've got the 13 tracks, I think it is. And it struck me that that he was trying to, like, one of the lines is, we all screwed because we never had the tools. I'm trying to fix you. I'm trying to get these niggas with no stripes to be official. Y'all think small, I think biggie. Your whole pass is in danger to Mississippi. Now, if you have to be a certain age and literally be from the East Coast to understand to Mississippi. And I'll explain that briefly before I get into my point. When you were playing quarterback, and you're playing on the concrete because you can't go play in the grass. He lives in Marcy Projects. Ain't no grass. You could not touch the quarterback. We played till 7. I guess them New York cats gave you extra 3 seconds. 10 Mississippi. You had to count down. 10 Mississippi. 8 Mississippi. We started at 7. And then I could come after you. Now, you could elude me if you want and run with the ball. You had to stay in the pocket, get a receiver open, and 10 Mississippi, I can come get you.
Hurry to the backyard.
Y'all hear that shit, right? Live radio. Jesus Christ. Live radio. Live radio. And that was about going to the backyard to see a dog. That's not mine. I don't care. Man, I wish that I could get the same respect I give other people. Now I'm a little pissed off. You literally just came into my office, stuck your head in and said, come quick to the backyard. No regard whatsoever as to what I may have been doing. Now, I almost said something profane, like I could have been in here pleasuring myself, and I could have been. You don't just go sticking your head in people's... All right. So, here I am reaching out to young black entrepreneurs trying to make it. Young artists. When I started out doing this, we started out at Artists First. And we put Glacier Don on. Those were one of the shows I'm proudest of. I'm having Shamika Holzclaw on the show. That, I love that too. Nigel's like, can you calm down? Yeah, I can calm down. I went right back into what, you know. It is crazy. You know what? Jennifer Lopez, she really was more, how do you put it? She was more hip-hop. She was more hood. Jenny from Block, all that, okay. She dated Puffy, but she married Mark Anthony, another Puerto Rican. She settled down again now with Alex Rodriguez, another Puerto Rican. I'm just saying, you might have some black up in you every once in a while. But I guess when it comes down to it, she likes Puerto Rican men. I just want people to be happy. Man. And I said I was going to keep my promise. And that promise is to continue to try to bring awareness to the 4 Green Berets that were killed in this year. I know that if you listen to the show, that eventually you will be able to recite this word for word. I don't tell it exactly the same way, word for word, but there were some parts of the story that I can't. I have to tell it word for word because those are the facts. And the facts are as such. When Donald John Trump, what a boring name, was running for president of the United States, he called for a complete and total shutdown of immigration from Muslim countries to the United States until we can find out what the hell is going on. His words. And sure enough, one day, not long after he was elected, a travel ban was initiated. And in this travel ban, people who had passports and green cards were stuck at the airports. And I know that lawyers get a bad rep, but I was so proud to see how many lawyers donated their time and how quickly the ACLU jumped in to get those people who were stranded in airports home. The courts gave you some relief. And then Donald Trump rolls out Travel Ban 2.0. Now, the rollout of this was a little smoother than the initial Travel Ban. And there were some differences. Iraq, who had been on the first one, was not. But two countries appeared that were not on the initial Travel Ban. One was North Korea. Listen, let's get one thing clear. You couldn't leave North Korea if you wanted to. That would be like putting a travel ban on people from China. The average Chinese person can't afford a ticket to the United States. And remember what kind of government we're talking about. A repressive regime that just was streaming this show. And as soon as I started talking about totalitarian governments, I can promise you, we've lost China. The country of Chad was also on that travel ban. And when I saw that, I mean, I thought North Korea, I thought, okay, we having problems with them already. Chad perplexed me. What did Chad ever do to us? Boko Haram is not in Chad. What the hell is going on there? Thanks to the reporting at the New York Times and the Washington Post, we now know. You see, the United States already has this quote-unquote extreme vetting. It's so hard to get a damn visa that's not like a travel visa. I'm talking about an extended stay visa, HB1, all that. It's so hard. They vet the shit out of you, especially if you're a refugee. It takes you 3 years. I just come in on a different type of visa if I'm going to try to do something. I'm going to just be honest with you. But I couldn't understand why Chad was there. So then we find out in the reporting. Chad is a very poor country. If you look at it on the map, it's like a bigger version of Kansas. Just flat and huge. It's also a very poor country. But they have enough money to have a somewhat decent military. They asked the Trump administration to not ban their travel. And that the problem was they had run out of passport paper. And they said to the Trump administration via the State Department, listen, here is a recently minted passport. As soon as we get new passport paper, we will submit you a new passport. Without any further word to Chad, they were placed on a travel ban. Now you may say to yourself, unless you already know the story, well, how the hell does Chad have anything to do with the deaths of 4 Green Berets in Niger? Let me explain. You see, because Chad has enough money to have a military, they have been working with allied forces and the United States to keep ISIS from spreading in the African continent. So, no, Nigel. Okay, thank you. Where was I? Thank you. They have a military. They're working with the United States and their partners. And they asked you not to do this. Chad, who felt like, well, if you're not going to give us any warning, we're not going to give you any either. Now, I don't agree with you do something to me, I do something back to you. My father used to say, two wrongs don't make a right. And I would come back at him and say, but it does make it even. Still doesn't make it right. So, Chad says, you going to do that to us? You're on your own. So with no further contact to its supposed ally, they pull their troops. And the village that the Americans were patrolling, unbeknownst to them, is now overrun by ISIS-like or ISIS-inspired. I don't know what the name of the terrorist group is. I know they have that black, ugly flag. Daesh, as we call them over here. So, what should have been just a normal routine patrol? If you look on YouTube, because ISIS is using their ambush and slaughter as propaganda. They were outgunned, they were severely outnumbered. And Green Berets are the cream of the crop. So the four staff sergeants that we lost that day, it was not normal. You don't lose Green Berets, and you damn sure don't lose four of them. They were ambushed, outgunned, murdered. The David. God, it's hard. He was left behind. I don't believe there should be some question as to whether or not his body is even in that coffin or how much of it, because his remains were left. And he had to be retrieved, and he was not retrieved by the United States. French troops recovered his remains. Now, war is hell. When you sign up for the military, you know that this could be it. You could be called up to a war zone at any time, especially if you're like a medic or whatever your job is. You can be put in harm's way, and you know that, and you serve, and that's why no matter what country you're from, when you serve your country, there is a reverence that the nation owes you. And so with the death of these four Green Berets, the American people, as well as globally, because look, French soldiers are down there, you know, United Kingdom soldiers are there. Australia. wow, I haven't heard this in forever. But this is a global thing. ISIS has its hands everywhere. So, there are congressional oversights into things like this. And so, if this isn't partisan, why aren't the Republicans asking for answers to what happened in Niger? I can promise you, if Hillary Clinton were Secretary of State, or if Barack Obama were still president, or if Elizabeth Warren were president, or if any damn Democrat were president, it'd be a problem. And if Hillary Clinton were in office behaving the way the current president of the United States is, she would have already been impeached. That's all the politics we're going to do. That was just my aside, and I shouldn't have necessarily went there. I'm working on an article about this. So much has been written about this already, but I want you to get the video. I'm compiling all the footage I can. Rachel Maddow, the ISIS, you know, the ISIS footage, and we're going to run it on Hijink. I may even run it on TK's Take, just because I talk about it all the time. And Hijink is the parent media company that is the reason we're able to bring you TK's Take. But yeah, I'll post it on both. We're on Facebook. We'll post a little bit of clip on social media and tell you where you can find the rest of it. I'll do that for y'all. I'm also going to be asking John McCain and the people of the judiciary and other oversight as to why don't we have answers. We need answers. And I think that any person that has someone serving in the military, you'd want answers. And I will tell this story ad nauseam to my listeners until something is done about it. And the reason I'm doing so is because you know the story, then you know it was a senator. Felonious. He stood up every day and said, Carthage must be destroyed. This is worse than Benghazi. We need answers. How do you like that? I like it a lot. I like it like that. So look, I tell you this all the time. Nobody's getting out of this alive. We need to try to love each other. We were all made and created the same way. There is no such thing as race. There is only one race. It's the human race. Now, you don't have to agree with how everybody else comports their life, but you can respect them at the very least. If we did that, especially with the Christians who were supposed to have the love of Christ and the forgiveness. See, I have that. I have that. Like, I don't appreciate Cole just coming and yelling in the office window. But it's already forgiven. I can't get mired down in stupidity. Alright? Treat people the way you expect to be treated. Treat people the way you demand to be treated. And if they don't treat you that way, don't have them in your life. I firmly believe you only have the shit in your life that you allow. You're the creator of this experience. Stop sitting in the back seat and get the fuck in front of the car and drive. For Nigel, who I have perpetually locked in the Tower of London, simply to do my bidding, I want to thank you for tuning in to TK's Take. I have been your host, the Sandstorm, taking human form, TK the Great. And your boy's out.
Nigel,
we're going to get them out of here and Catch Me If You Can by Liv Warhill.
Kids don't usually ever stay the night. And when I know you wrong, I say you're right. And when I wanna say no, I say I might. She's real talk, you know it ain't another. Anytime I'm gone, you know I'm thinking of you. And anytime you need, you know I got you covered. You know none of the others do what I does. I keep your rocks fluid and hers. Keep your shoes fluid and hers. And I do it because
We gonna do, save the world, honey, let's eat the parachute.